So, assuming you've done all the exercises on CD7 thoroughly, you should be able to come up with stories pretty much on the fly. Now, what's more important than that is that you can make those stories do different things. So, you can make stories on a certain theme. You can make stories have certain ideas or objects within them. You can change locations. You can change the stories basically to make them do whatever you want them to do. So what do you do with these stories now in order to make them more hypnotic and create these trance processes that you've come here to learn? Well, stories can be used in many different ways. One of the simplest and, in my opinion, one of the most powerful ways to use stories is to use them as vehicles for embedded suggestions. Just think back to Milton Erickson, who discovered the idea of embedded suggestions. Remember how he would make dictations of complete nonsense words, but embed within it all kinds of suggestions for her secretary to lose the headache. Well, if you can embed it within complete nonsense words, why not put it inside of a story so that it starts making sense on a conscious level, as well as having an embedded suggestion on the unconscious level? Because now people can be delighted by the story, whilst the unconscious mind can be influenced by the suggestion. This is in fact what Milton Erickson did for most of his life. There's a very famous example of this called the tomato plant induction, in which Milton Erickson had to work with a patient who was riddled with cancer. Now, this poor man was in a huge amount of pain with a lot of drugs, and there's really not much that could be done for him. So Erickson went in as a favor to the family and started talking to the man. Now, this man called Joe was a florist, so he loved his plants. And Erickson started sitting down saying, "You know, I hear that you're a florist and I hear that you like plants. And I don't know much about flowers, but I do know about plants because I grew up on a farm." And then at that point, he launches into this long monologue about tomatoes and how they grow and how they feed off the rain, etc. Now, within that, he would embed suggestions about hope, about comfort, about growth, about being at ease. So there was Milton Erickson talking about tomatoes for what seemed like hours on end. And the family was sitting just outside, thinking, when is the doctor going to actually do something? So at some point, they surreptitiously try and pass a note to him saying, "You know, when are you going to begin with the hypnosis?" Now, Dr. Erickson was just ignoring them and carrying on with his monologue until eventually they just came in and put the paper right in front of his face and then realized that Joe, the florist, was in a deep trance. He didn't even see his family members. He didn't even see the piece of paper. The upshot of the whole thing is that Joe's condition improved remarkably. So one thing that you can do with your stories is to tell a story about almost any theme whatsoever, but then we'll embed within it certain words which will be the suggestions that you want other people to respond to. Now, the interesting thing is that the theme of the story has got to have zero relationship to the themes of your embedded suggestions. In fact, it's usually better if the two are totally unrelated because it doesn't alert the conscious mind as to what you're doing.